Thank you.
So in this week's Parsha, even though you probably thought we were going to learn about Pesach, but we're not. But what we're going to learn about is something that is so, so important. It's probably the key issue of being a leader of the Jewish people, for sure. And in general, to be a good Jew, you have to have this element. And the beauty is that each one of you, I know, have this specific trait. Felix was very involved with a program in Passaic, right?
I wasn't really, but I wanted to.
You wanted it. Well, in life, it's the desire more than anything else. It's the desire to do something. So he wanted to, when men would come back from Israel, they should be able to seamlessly move into a house where the people seamlessly would be able to learn and have a job and be in a healthy environment. So he cares about Jews. Azriel cares about Jews. Nobody cares. Look at him. Look at that face. Look at that.
You know, since then, they opened up like two or three or four of those.
It's a good thing.
There's like one or two in Passaic. There's another one in Barakoy.
Sweet.
And there's one in Barakoy. Ah, but there's Mr. not in Noy. Queens. There's still not in
we don't hear this one for him over here. Hello, Mr. Noy. It's so nice to see you. So we're going to be learning about, it's such an important phenomenon. In Hebrew, it's called Nose Ba'ol Im Chavero, which means to be able to feel the suffering, the pain that other people have, to be empathic, sympathetic, but most importantly, to do something about it. So in this week's Parsha, it's very interesting, but the Gemara says that the Metzora, you know what the Metzora is? The Metzora is the person that spoke Lashon Hara, right? And he gets this thing called leprosy. So he screams out, the Hebrew word is tame, tame. He screams out that he is tame because he's in pain, because he's tame. So he screams that out. And the Gemara says that the same applies to any person who's suffering, that they should let people know that they're going through pain, and then those people will daven for them. Now, they're different types of personalities. I have a relative who, unfortunately, he's very ill, and he doesn't like the idea of people knowing that he's ill. There are people like that. And then there's other people that they want everybody in the house to know that they have a headache. You know what I mean? Like, everybody in the whole house has to know that Bob has a migraine, you know? And there are people like them. They'll put on the status that, you know, I have a migraine today. You know, talking about, there are people like that. But for sure, there are people the other way. It's a very important thing that we have to daven for other people. Listen to this. Listen to this. While waiting in a dentist's office in Yerushalayim, Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, that was the Rosh Hashiva. You met him?
Yeah. I have a picture, me and Mori have a picture with him.
You know who he was? He was Rosh Hashiva of the Mir Yeshiva. He was from America, a regular person, and he ended up being the Rosh Hashiva of the Mir Yeshiva. So he heard somebody he was by the dentist's office, he heard somebody groaning, who was just had his tooth extracted. You know, the dentist was obviously being a little cheap on the Novocaine, you know. You hate dentists like that they're being cheap on the damn Novocaine. Put a little more Novocaine in the mouth, you know. But no, they want to make sure that it's just, you know what I'm talking about? Like, just numb me up, put me to sleep. I don't want to feel it. But anyway, this guy was groaning. Rabbi Finkel expressed his feelings of sorrow for that person and immediately stood up and started davening for him. To be sensitive, even when you're saying to yourself, okay, listen, it's a normal thing to have a toothache. It's even a normal thing to have a tooth pulled out. How many people had a tooth pulled out? You never had a tooth pulled out?
I don't know.
It's the weirdest thing when you feel the crack. When they literally crack it out, you know?
Yeah.
You don't like that feeling, huh?
Yeah, wisdom teeth are the worst.
It's unbelievable. But you have to feel bad for the person. You have to down for the person. This is very, very, very interesting. When it says over here, a certain man once considered leaving yeshiva. Okay? It was suggested to him to consult the Chafetz Chaim before he made his final decision. He's going to go to the Chafetz Chaim to talk to him about leaving yeshiva. So the young man agreed, and he traveled to the Chafetz Chaim's home. When the young man entered the Chafetz Chaim's house, he saw the Chafetz Chaim pacing the floor, tearfully reciting to him. His mamish going over to him. This was most incongruous with the peaceful atmosphere the rest of the household had. Inquiring about the source of the Chafetz Chaim's distress, he was told, a stranger whose relative was ill came to ask the Chafetz Chaim to daven for him. Overwhelmed by his love for a fellow Jew, who was a complete stranger, the young man realized that only that's what the Chafetz Chaim, he just was going back and forth, saying to him, just totally obsessed by it, because a Jewish person is going through aggravation. So Lubavitcher Rebbe, he was every Sunday. Every Sunday. Now I'm going to say something which sounds a little crazy. He would wait online. Do you know this? For like 8 to 10 hours on a Sunday, every Sunday? He'd give out dollar bills to everybody, right? You know why he gave out dollar bills? You guys know that he gave out dollar bills? You don't know that. Okay. So, by many Hasidim, we're going to have a Rebbe this week, right? Yeah, in the show, the Biala Rebbe. So what they do is they give out Shirayim. They're going to give this guy, this one over here, I'm going to tell the Rebbe to give the give Mr. Naftali one eyeball from the fish.
If he goes to Barsky's.
And I'm going to go and I'm going to tell them to give Azriel the other eyeball from the fish. So this way you both get your proper
appropriation. Do I get to throw the eyeball back at him?
No, you have to eat the eyeball.
That's not happening.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
Yes,
there's a thing called Shirayim. It's the idea of being close to the Rebbe.
This reminds me of Rosh Hashanah Simonim.
So this is what it is. So the Rebbe has a big fish, and he's going to give out pieces of the fish. There's some Rebbes that you share the soup. I don't like that one. Sharing the soup is not up my alley. But I don't go for Shirayim altogether. It's a personal thing. Chabad, they never did that.
Rav Yossi gives that shirayim.
I hope he doesn't. I shouldn't say that. Don't bother me. So Chabad gave out, the Rebbe's, historically, the Rebbe gave out three things. Before Rosh Hashanah, he gave out a piece of honey cake. Okay. He'd wait online. And when he did it, the honey cake was in a napkin. I like that. I have no problem with that. The other time was before Pesach, he would give everybody a little piece of matzah. Also, you
know.
You
weren't allowed to have it before Pesach.
No, you wouldn't eat it. You would then put it with your matzah. Oh. And throughout the year, he would give out dollar bills.
You want water?
No, it's okay. The reason the Rebbe would give out dollar bills, that's all right. He would give out dollar bills just like the other Hasidim give out, part of chopped liver. They take the chopped liver. You take the money. What about chopped herring? You don't want the chopped herring?
Give me the money.
Show you the money. Okay. So the Rebbe would give out dollar bills. And the idea was that you would then go take the dollar bill and exchange it, and you'd give at least a dollar to tzedakah, and you'd have a dollar from the rebbe. That was the idea. So the rebbe would be online for 8 to 10 hours every Sunday. Did you ever go for a dollar? Do you know how much effort it takes for anybody, especially an older man? He died when he was like 91 or 92. You know what it's like when you're 85 years old and you got to stand up for 8 to 10 hours straight? No bathroom? What do you do about that? What about no eating? He's not sitting there eating ragalach as Israel. What?
Sour Mechanics, watermelon.
It was a big deal. So they asked him how he has the ability to do this. And he said, a jeweler never gets tired of counting his jewels. That's how I looked at every Jewish person. It's not a small thing. It has to, and everybody was coming to him with their problems. Let's open this Gemara. It's a beautiful, beautiful little Gemara. It's in. If you want, you could follow. If not, you'll just listen. It's on. It's Brachas, Daf Lamed Dalid Amud Beis. Again, there was this age old tradition, based on this pasuk, that if a person was had an illness, then a tzaddik would daven for you. Okay, this Gemara talks about it. Tana Rabbanan, we're talking over here about, from the bottom line, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 lines from the bottom line. It's two dots at the end of the page, or at the end of the line, okay? Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis learned, Maisa, this is a story. Anytime there's a Gemara with a story, I like that Gemara. Maisa, once happened, Shechola Benosha Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel's son got sick. Even great people's children get sick. So Shogar Shnei Tamidei Chachamim. So he sent two Tamidei Chachamim, Eitzel Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa, to Rabbi, the great Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, the Vakish Olav Rachamim, so that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa would daven for the child of Rabbi Gamliel. Okay, you got that? So Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's kid is sick, so he sends, I'm sorry, Rabbi Gamliel's kid is sick, so he sends two Talmidei Chacham to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, and he wants them to daven for his son. Okay? Kivan Shara Osam, when Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa saw these two rabbis coming, Olalalia Ubikesh Olav Rachamim, he right away went to the roof of the house. They used to have flat houses. Arabs even today have flat houses. They don't have pitched houses. So he went to the top of the house and he started davening. He started davening because he knew that if these rabbis are here, it's because they need me to daven for somebody. Biridoso, when it was over, when he's done davening, Biridoso means when he comes down. Amar Lahem, so he said to these rabbis, Luchu, you can go home. You don't have to be anywhere. You know why? Shecholatzdo chama. Because the kids' fever just went away. That's really crazy. That's crazy. These rabbis didn't tell him to daven for anybody. He knew himself. Last week, I have a friend who was there. You heard of Rav Gamliel Rabinowitz? Last week, Rav Gamliel was at a meeting with a bunch of other rabbis, and my friend was there, and he walks over to one rabbi, and he says to that person, Refuah Shleima, should feel better. The guy didn't know he was sick. Last week, a little after this meeting, he wasn't feeling well. He found out that he had a cardiac issue. Rav Gamliel knew that the man was sick when he didn't know he was sick. That's pretty crazy. Amrulo. So they said to Rabbi Gamliel, these two rabbis who were davening for Rabbi Gamliel's kid, they said, "Chinaviata, are you a prophet? How the hell did you, how do you know that how did you know that you should go up and daven? And then, more importantly, how did you know that the kid was going to be healthy, right? Because he said that the fever broke. You go home now. Amalahem, so Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, by the way, Chanina ben Dosa was a very, very poor person, great tzaddik. All his stories about him are in the Gemara Tainus, the third parak. He said, Lo Novi Onochi, I'm not a prophet. Velo Ben Novi Onochi, I'm not the grandchild of a prophet. That's not who I am. Elakach Mikubalni, but I have a tradition. Im Shagura Tfila Sibipi, if I daven and the words just flow, I don't make mistakes with the words when I read them. Yodiani Shu Mikubal, then I know that God is listening to my prayers. If it flows, God is listening. Beim lav, and if the words do not flow, I'm trying to get it out, but I can't get it out. Yodeani shehu meturaf, then I know that my prayers are not working. If you can get it out, it just flows. You know that feeling when you're davening from your heart and it just goes? It's very different than when you're stuck. Because sometimes we all know what it's like that you really are trying to daven and it's stuck. Yashvu v'kosvu v'kivnu ososha. What they did was they sat down and they wrote the time of this incident. Because remember, Rabbi Gamliel has just told these two rabbis, you can go home. Don't worry about it. The fever of your rabbi's kid has passed. So they wrote down whatever time there was. Let's make believe it was 10:25. They wrote down 10:25. Kishabo Eitzel Rabbi Gamliel, when they came back to Rabbi Gamliel, Amar Lahem Avoda, he said to them, Avoda lo chasartem, what happened, you didn't minimize, v'lo hutartem, and you didn't add on. Ela kacho yamaisa. That's exactly what happened. Be also sure at that specific time that you wrote down in your notebook, so to speak, chotoso chama, that his temperature changed, no more fever. Visholonu mayim lishtos, and now he had water to, and he also asked to drink, so he got better. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa is worrying about the Jewish people. One more quick story. Bishuv Maisa Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. We got another story with Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Shehalach l'ilmo Torah Eitzel Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He's going to learn Torah by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He's minding his own business. He just wants to learn Torah by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He just wanted to go to the Yoel. You know, he's just going to wherever he's going. Again, now Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's kid gets sick. So this guy, wherever he goes, there's always somebody, big rabbi's kids get sick, and he's there. Amalo Chanina, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is massive. He's so big. He says, Chanina beni, my son Chanina. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa is so big. Miracles would happen in his house all the time. But Rabbi Gamliel says to him, Chanina b'ni, Bakish olav rachamim v'yichya, please pray for my son that he should get better and he should live. Hinich Rosh ben Berechav, he put Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, put his head between his legs, and he prayed and prayed and prayed, and then God listened, and he lived. I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says about this story, El Moli Hitich ben Zakkai Es Rosh ben Brechav Kol Hayom Kulo. I could have put my head between my legs all day long, Lohayim Mashkicham Olav, and nobody would listen. Meaning, This Rav, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, he's got something special going on because I could put my head between my legs and God's not listening. Or at least he's not responding. Amrulo Ishto. So his wife says to him, V'chi Chanina gadol mimcha? Does this mean that Rabbi Chanina is greater than you? After all, you could sit and daven all day and nothing's happening. Rabbi Chanina starts to daven and he's let out of prison. Amar la lav. So she says no. He says to his wife, no. He's not greater than me. Elohu doma ke'eved lifnei ha-melech. But rather, he, Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, is like a plumber, a worker for the king. Vani doma kesar lifnei melech. And I'm like a general. What does that mean? Let me ask you a question. We have a very, very ill president right now. He has no brain. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. He has no brain. Okay. But he does have toilets in his house, the White House. Who fixes the toilets when they go?
The plumber?
The White House plumber. So the White House plumber could be there every day, right? Potentially. Well, he's there all the time. Now, who has more of an opportunity to speak to the president? The plumber, who's cleaning up the president's toilet, or the Prime Minister of England? Who can have more of a conversation? The plumber. Because the plumber's there all the time. So the plumber, while he's taking his plunger and getting rid of the president's feces, right? He could just turn around and say, you know, Mr. Biden, do something for Israel. Mr. Biden, you know, your taxes are too high when it comes to stationery. He can do whatever he wants because he sees him all the time. It's true that the Prime Minister of England is on a higher political level, but he doesn't go that often. How often does the Prime Minister go to the White House? Not that often. So the wife of Yochanan of Chanina ben Dosa was questioning. I'm sorry. The wife of Yochanan ben Zakkai was questioning. Does this mean that this other person is greater than you? And the answer is no. He's not greater. Except he is always davening. And you're not, because you're helping the Jewish people in a different way. This Gemara shows, again, this idea of how everybody has to really put in their best to feel the pain, the suffering of the Jewish people, especially now. I mean, we're in a big bind. It's a big bind. It's over half a year. Can you imagine what it's like to be a captive by Hamas for half a year? That's crazy. It's really, really crazy. I did hear one guy spoke really well. What?
They're even alive at this point.
If they're alive, we don't even know. Okay, turn this off for a minute. I want to show you something. Because I heard this today.
And I was so...